Chapter 15, Mishnah 1, moving now to the prohibition of tying and untying knots on Shabbos. So the melacha of tying or untying knots only incurs liability for a durable knot. This is the Mishnah, Eile Kishon Shechavim Aleihem. So these are examples of knots for which one would incur liability, and these are durable knots. They are Kesha Gamalin, camel's knots. And what they would do over here was they would pierce the camel's nose, and they would put like a strap through the nose, and this was a strong knot which didn't come loose. So this strap that was tied into the camel's nose, this was considered something for which a person would be liable if they tied such a knot on Shabbos. The Kesha Sapanim, also sailor's knot. The sailors, they would tie a rope in a hole at the top of the ship, and they would make a strong permanent knot when they were tying these sailor's knots. A person would also be liable for such a knot. Because shame shichav al kishurin, and so too person is liable for tying these knots, kachichav al hataran, so too a person would be liable for untying such a knot on Shabbos. And the reason being that in the work of the tabernacles, the trappers had to untie the knots of the nets in order to use them properly. So that's where the prohibition of tying and untying knots comes from. Rabbi Meir Omer, says Rabbi Meir, kol keshu yachol la'tira ba'achas miyadav. He has a principle, he has a guideline, that any knot that a person can untie with one hand, even if it was like generally quite a durable knot, but if a person could untie it with one hand, says Rabbi Meir, ein chayav v'nalav, one would not incur liability on Shabbos for such a knot. The Karti brings at the end that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir in this case.